The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter for April of 2018. In today's On Target, we only have 2 weeks left to register for the 2018 conference, NC Bar Association to honor Susie Pollitt, new protections for people with representative payees, new videos about our work, provide input for the federal TBI coordination plan, and a client success story, services received from VR. So we'll kick it off with Don't Miss Our 2018 Conference on April 19th of 2018. In just over 2 weeks, people with disabilities, advocates, service providers, policymakers, disability rights stakeholders, social workers, and attorneys across North Carolina will gather in Chapel Hill for the one-day Disability Advocacy Conference. This year's conference has been endorsed by the National Association of Social Workers, NC Chapter, and has been approved by the NC State Bar for up to 5 hours of CLE credit, including 1 hour of SAMH credit. Register now on our website. And of course, thank you to our sponsors for their generous support. That includes Carolina Complete Health, Henson & First, Cadgewith Farms Limited, NCDHHS Division of Services for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, NC Council on Developmental Disabilities, AmeriHealth Caritas, Beata Home Healthcare, Community Bridges Consultant Group, Dogwood Supports, Monarch, National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, the NC Chapter, Alliance Behavioral Healthcare, A Vision Young, Corporation of Guardianship, Neuron Community Care, Self-Help Credit Union, Brody School of Medicine at ECU, Stephen Edelman, who's an MA, LPA, Essex Richards, PA, Farah and Camerano, PA, Board Certified Workers Compensation Specialists, Garris Hardy and Associates, Lori and Greg Ireland, and of course, last but not least, Nancy Meyer, Attorney at Law, PLLC. NC Bar to honor attorney Susan Pollitt. We are excited and proud to announce that Susie Pollitt, one of our senior attorneys, is the NC recipient of the Deborah Greenblatt Outstanding Legal Services Attorney Award. The NC Bar Association gives this award each year to an attorney who provides exemplary legal services with an agency that serves low-income people. Susie has devoted more than 3 decades to fighting for people who are marginalized. She began her career in 1984 in the Mecklenburg County Public Defender's Office. Then she joined the NC Occupational Safety and Health Project, where she advocated for workers' rights. In 1989, she went to work at the NC Prisoner Legal Services. During her 16 years there, Susie became a widely recognized authority on the connections between poverty, disabilities, and incarceration. In 2005, Susie joined Carolina Legal Assistance, the predecessor organization of Disability Rights NC. Her work has focused on the rights of people with disabilities who are incarcerated. She provides support to individuals and attorneys throughout the state, and she works closely with state policymakers and agency leaders to improve conditions and treatment of inmates with disabilities. We are thrilled that Susie has received this much-deserved award, especially because the award is named for the founder of Carolina Legal Assistance, Deborah Greenblatt. The award will be presented at the President's Luncheon during the NCBA annual meeting in June. New protections for people who have representative payees. Both houses of Congress have passed a bill that will increase oversight and protection for people with disabilities who have representative payees. A representative payee is a person who acts as the receiver of Social Security disability or supplemental security income for a person who is not fully capable of managing their own benefits. Multiple investigations have found representative payees who have stolen or misused funds and have exploited and even abused the people with disabilities they were supposed to be helping. The legislation, also known as H.R. 4547, specifically authorizes the nation's Protection and Advocacy, or PNA, system to monitor and investigate how representative payees are administering Social Security funds. PNAs are federally mandated organizations that provide legal and other advocacy services to people with disabilities. Disability Rights NC is North Carolina's PNA. President Trump is expected to sign the bill into law. Next, we have new videos about our work, and this is referring to our www.disabilityrightsnc.org website. So that was, again, www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And if you didn't catch that, I'll be giving you that again at the end of this broadcast. Did you know that Disability Rights NC is North Carolina's protection and advocacy agency? Do you know what that designation means and what powers it gives us? If not, please check out our new series for videos about our work. The videos explain PNAs, our legally based services, and our investigations and monitoring work. Check out all of the videos in their YouTube playlist, which is on, of course, the website. Give input about the federal TBI coordination plan. The Administration for Community Living, or ACL, has been tasked by the Secretary of U.S. Health and Human Services with working across the federal government to develop a traumatic brain injury coordination plan. ACL will host 6 stakeholder feedback conference calls to help inform the development of the plan and make sure the perspectives of all stakeholders are incorporated. The objective of the feedback forums are to understand stakeholders' goals for improving coordination among relevant federal agencies, hear how federal programs are currently working well, identify gaps in current federal programs that support the TBI community, and finally, receive input on strategies for improving federal coordination to address the needs of individuals who have sustained a TBI, their family members, and caregivers. Below is ACL's plan schedule for hosting the TBI stakeholder forums for various groups. April 5th, from 12:30 to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for researchers, clinicians, and providers. April 9th, 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for self-advocates, family members, and caregivers. April 11th, from 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for lead state agency and national association representatives. April 12th, from noon to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for self-advocates. April 18th, from 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, also for self-advocates, and April 19th from 12 o'clock noon to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and all stakeholders are welcome on that call. Register online to participate in any of the calls, and also read the report to Congress on NC Disability Rights website. Client receives services from VR after successful advocacy by Disability Rights North Carolina. Beth was taking classes at community college and planned to transfer to a 4-year university. She was worried, though, because she was not sure how she was going to pay for school. After talking with Disability Rights NC, Beth learned that the NC Division of Vocational Rehabilitation Services, or VR, will sponsor higher education costs for students with disabilities if it will help them find employment. Beth applied for VR services the summer before she planned to start on her degree. Beginning the process this far in advance was smart because it can take VR some time to process an application. In Beth's case, she receives SSI benefits, so she was presumptively eligible for VR services. Even so, VR communicated with her doctors about the nature of her disability, looked over her transcripts, and required her to take aptitude tests before agreeing to sponsor the costs of her education. The purpose of taking these steps was to satisfy themselves that Beth could complete college-level work, that she had realistic career goals, and that the jobs she wanted would require a college degree. Initially, VR agreed only to pay for Beth's tuition and books. VR said it would not pay for her room and board, meals, or any other college expenses because Beth planned to live in her apartment in the eastern part of the state and attend Western Carolina University online. VR said that Beth had to move to Cullowhee, North Carolina, and live on campus to receive additional help with her school costs. Beth has a chronic disability. She did not want to move across the state, which would require her to establish new relationships with medical providers. She also did not have any place to go during school breaks or over the summer, so dorm housing did not make sense for her. Disability Rights NC reviewed VR's policies and could not find any rule that said Beth had to live on campus and physically attend classes to get help with room and board, meals, and other college expenses. VR does have a policy that it will not pay for room and board or meals for students who live at home with their parents, but Beth lives on her own and her parents are not covering any of her living expenses. We wrote to VR on Beth's behalf, asking that she receive the same support available to traditional college students. VR revisited its earlier decision and agreed to pay a portion of Beth's rent, provide a food stipend, and cover the cost of school supplies in addition to paying for her tuition and books. Beth started her online bachelor's degree program in January and is excited about the next chapter in her life. Beth would not be able to afford school without VR's help. If she had taken VR at its word that it could not pay for her room and board and other living expenses, she most likely would have been forced to drop out of school. It is important for you or anyone you know with questions about the VR program to consult our guide, Working with VR. The guide explains the rights of individuals in the VR program and the steps they can take to challenge VR decisions that they do not agree with. If you still have questions about the VR program after reviewing these resources, please contact the Client Assistance Program or Disability Rights NC for help. And as promised, if you would like more information on any of the articles I've shared today, they are available online, or you can ask questions on the phone. You can reach us online at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And one more time, www.disabilityrightsnc.org. You can also reach us by phone at 877-235-4210 or at 919-856-2195. And this concludes today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. And one more time, 919-832-5138. Have a wonderful day.